Own.
Hey, and welcome to another episode of Hot Takes. I've been quiet today because there's people in my home, but too bad for them. Hopefully, I wake them up because then I can have breakfast. Welcome, Matt. Welcome to the show. I have my co-host, the one with the most, Matt Christopher's here. Welcome here. He's the guy you guys know that watches all the trailers, doesn't let me to watch any because I hate them anyway, and then comes on the show and drinks a pumpkin spice latte and laughs at me for hating them. Welcome.
How's it going, buddy?
Good. I mean, I don't get this. Maybe we go off topic for a couple minutes because that's what I like to do anyway.
Let's do it.
Am I a weird person who's not bought a Starbucks drink of any kind, except for my children, probably in over 30 years?
I mean, it's not weird. Are you a coffee drinker normally?
No, I've given up Tim Hortons probably about 25 years ago.
Okay, so then, you'd have no
Oh,
reason
no,
to.
I lied. I'm still with, so I'd say 18 years ago, probably.
Wait a minute, we were in Tim Hortons a couple months ago. You had coffee, didn't you?
No, I had a hot chocolate.
Oh, okay. All right.
And that's
Yeah,
only because I was with you guys.
I
And
mean.
if I wasn't with you guys, I would not be in that store. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, no, it's, you're not
Let's
missing
discuss
anything.
something. We did go to a proper coffee place the time before we went to Tim Hortons.
That place was
And
awesome.
it was disgusting what they served me. I ordered a chai tea. And it was literally as nasty as the pizza I had the night before.
I just think your taste buds aren't as refined as others.
Listen, I'm fussy. I know that. But I mean, if I pay $25 for pizza, I don't want it burnt. Is
I
that
can't speak.
wrong?
I can't speak about the pizza. I mean, I live in New York. We have the best pizza in the world, so anything else is going to be playing for second.
No,
But
this was just garbage.
that did look like garbage.
It was terrible. I should have sent it back, but that guy looked like he was going to cry if I went near the cash.
Sent it back.
It was awful. So, speaking of awful, I'm sure you brought me a bunch of crap this week that I'm going to hate, but we'll
Five
find out.
movies, five
Five
trailers.
movies. You had to watch five trailers? That's like 15
Five
minutes of
trailers.
your life you had to give up.
Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. I actually saw one of the movies. So,
Oh, we're getting a little insight ahead of time, or you want to wait for my opinion then see if I'm right or wrong?
we'll wait. I'll save it
Okay.
for the end. So, hitting the trailers, first one, Tron Ares. Are you a Tron guy?
I'm always a fan of the look of Tron.
It does look cool. It does look cool. I
So
did
I'm gonna
not
let
see
you
the other.
finish, and then I'm gonna go on.
Okay. Yeah, I have not seen the other Tron movie. My knowledge of Tron is I used to play my brother's Atari game when I was a kid, and that was fun. But the trailer just looks like, a bunch of sci-fi, cool bike,
Yeah,
lights,
that's all
Jared
you got.
Leto.
That's all Tron is.
Yeah, I mean, I
It's
don't
a
really
bunch
know.
of cool special effects. You're like, wow, that looks really cool. There's never any substance to these movies.
I couldn't
They're
tell what the
never
plot was, no.
very well acted.
So it's got Jared Leto as the Tron guy. Greta
Okay.
Lee, who I don't know, Jared Evan Peters, who we like from the Dahmer movie, and Gillian Anderson from X-Files fame.
Okay, well, here I know. Even though I don't think I've ever completed an X-Files show. I've
Oh,
seen
and Jeff
one movie.
Bridges.
Oh, does he show up again?
Jeff Bridges, they've dusted him off, apparently.
Come on, Jeff. We need to just
Yeah.
stand here for a couple minutes. I feel these movies are just all show. The last one was all show. The first one's all show. They look beautiful.
I would
But the
agree that it
storylines are always meh.
special effects that'll probably be outdated in 2 years and, whatever.
Well, it is a Disney film, so they are going to have some nice special effects. And it's got the big Disney logo on it, I presume.
Could be good or bad being a Disney film.
But it's not going to have depth, It's not going to have any grit to it because it's Disney. So what we're looking at is we're looking for the 10 to 16 crowd to show up and maybe some
Yeah.
old guys like me that love Tron.
Yeah, that'll work.
Then that's really what they're going to get here. I don't think they're going to get much else out of this. I mean, Jared Leto does nothing for me as an actor. I think he's one of those people that's way too overblown to be good. Like you hear, oh, Jared Leto. I mean, I saw Suicide Squad. Eh. The last good movie he was made was that Matthew McConaughey movie where he played the drug dealer. When Matthew McConaughey lost all the weight for it. I mean, Matthew McConaughey, but Jared Leto to me is just one of these guys that everybody loves, but he's not good.
Yeah,
You
agreed.
know?
Agree.
And this Greta Lee just sounds like, oh, Disney, we need some. Asian substance. So let's
Yeah.
just put her in. And Evan Peters is probably going to be the white villain going,
Evan
going to
Peters is
get
great.
you.
I like Evan Peters. I like
Yeah,
him.
but I mean, does he have anything to do in the movie? In the trailer, why do they show you Evan Peters doing?
That I couldn't even tell what he was in the trailer.
Exactly. And they have like, oh, look, we got Gillian Anderson for you old guys to have a crush on her so you can come and
Hey.
see the movie. Ah, oh. And that's really what it feels to me, this movie. It's just going to be, yeah, you're going to come out going, yeah, I just spent $26 and took my date. My wife's like, what was that about? Honey, just give me this one. We'll go see Downton Abbey next week. Okay.
Yeah, we touched on that last time.
That cost me $50 for crap. I could have watched it home.
All
So I'm
right,
going to
so
say a big pass on this film. Go spend your $20 on Disney Plus and just wait for it to show up in 3 months.
that sounds like a good idea. That
Like, I
sounds
would not pay money to see this. It's not getting my ass out of this house.
no. Well, here's another one that I'm going to say is a total hard pass. Deathstalker.
Oh, see, that we're going to get into this in a second. I'll tell you why. I want you to watch this.
Well, so I saw the name and I thought maybe it was some kind of a horror movie or something. And then I
No.
watched the trailer and it's some
No.
weird barbarian
That's
wizards
it.
sword fighting
Yep.
crap. Yeah, nah, that's stars Daniel Bernhardt, Christina or Hollow. I don't know who either of those people are.
You're not supposed to.
Okay. Yeah, no, that looks terrible.
And Peter Dinklage. There's somebody else, Patton Oswalt.
Was he in it? No.
Patton Oswalt is in this.
Patton
That's why I
Oswalt,
made you
yeah.
watch it.
Not the same as Peter Dinklage. Yeah, it looks
Same guy.
terrible.
Okay. When I was a kid, and I'm talking 10-year-old me, 11-year-old me, these guys had the coolest VHS boxes of all times.
This is some kind of a thing that they're rebooting.
Yes. So
Oh.
in the 80s, they were terrible movies. I've seen all four of them. I think there's four. I've seen them all. They are pieces of crap.
Okay.
I can't wait for Deathstalker.
So it's good, fun pieces of crap.
I'm going to be watching this probably right after this show is done. I'm going to sit down and watch
Oh my
Deathstalker
goodness.
if it got a VOD release, because I'm sure this did not get a theatrical release in any way. It always had that buffy guy and a hot chick and fighting some monsters. I love swords and sandal movies.
Oh
Okay,
man.
this is my Conan fix for me, and that's all this is going to be is a Conan fix. Do I expect this to get above a 2 in rating out of 10? I do not.
Yeah,
If
no,
it
there's
gets
no
a
problem.
2, I'll be happy. It'll be an improvement of what I have in my brain. But I'm so looking forward to this. I'm
Wow.
telling everybody, go watch the old Deathstalkers if you love sword and sandals.
We're learning a lot
They're...
about the assignment today.
Listen, I love movies. You guys know that. I watch everything. I'm that guy that'll sit down and watch all the Puppet Master movies because he hasn't seen them. But I'm
You
not
still
working
haven't
on
seen the
Puppet.
Puppet Master movies?
No, I've not seen any Puppet Master movies. What am I working on right now? It'll come back to me by the end of the episode. Oh, okay. Oh, I'm watching the trauma because we maybe watched the trailer, The Toxic Avenger. You maybe watched Toxic
Oh, jeez.
Avenger. So I've watched the first two. So I've seen three or five of them. There's five toxic. I've seen three of them now. So I have two more to go, and then maybe I'll start Puppet
Crap.
Master next.
Nice.
But I like and Ghoulies. I haven't seen. There's another franchise I have not watched.
Dude, I've never seen Ghoulies either.
But I want them to reboot the Wishmaster franchise. Wishmaster. One of my favorite bad 80s movies. But enough of that, people. If you like bad sword and sorcery, like guar, really cheap Conan movies, watch this. I'm
Do
sure it'll
you
be terrible.
have you
I'm
ever
not
seen
even.
Crawl?
Yes. Oh, I love
Okay,
Crawl.
I used to love Crawl when I was a kid.
I've been
But
terrible film, but so good to watch
this
that
yeah,
movie.
Crawl blows this out of the water. I would get rent Crawl if you want that kind of thing.
Yeah, no, I've seen Crawl a couple times, so I gotta move on now. I gotta they're bringing back 80s nostalgia for us old guys who didn't get it from Tron. I'll
I'd
get it
rather just
from Deathstalker.
go back to the 80s and watch that. You know, watch
No,
the
I'm
old.
done. I've seen that movie. I need to see new things. I need younger boobs. I need them all.
Well, that is a great segue to our next movie, Boobs. It is Kiss of
Boobs.
the Spider-Woman, which
Oh.
stars none other than J-Lo. Ew, what? J-Lo looks great.
No, she's
She's
not.
50-something years old, looks
Yeah, I know.
amazing.
She can hang out with me anytime she wants. We can sing Jenny from the Block together. I'm still Jenny from the Block.
The movie also stars Diego Luna, who's kind of a dope. He's from Andor. He's
Yeah, I like Diego Luna and Andor. He's good.
I couldn't get into Andor. I thought it
Of
was so
course
boring.
not. You don't understand. It's got big words in it.
Wow. Well, this movie looks pretty weird. It's like some kind of a musical prison.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, hard pass again for me.
It's a musical.
It's a musical and it's like set in a prison or something like that. I don't
Producer
know.
Marlowe would probably love this. I think he'll actually get his boa out and sing along.
His boa?
His boa. He's never
Is
seen his
that
pink boas. Yes.
feather, you think?
Producer Marlowe has a pink boa at home. He hides it from Rocky.
He's got a green boa constrictor at home.
I know, that's Rocky's. He has the actual
That's
boa.
true. They feed mice
You
to
go to his house, you check the CD. He's got a little, it's there. You got to find it. The Kids and Spider-Woman
it.
Blood CD. He won't get rid of it. He loves it.
So you know about this movie, you know that it's a musical.
I know it's a play. It's based on a play that played in Toronto numerous times. I remember Eartha Kitt starring in it when she was here.
Oh, wow.
And it was on Broadway for a long time. I know nothing else about it. Other than they have J-Lo.
J-Lo, yeah. So if you like
So,
J-Lo, maybe you'd want to watch it.
okay, let's start on J-Lo. Do we like J-Lo or we just know who J-Lo is?
Well, I mean, we know who she is. Yeah, I don't really know that she's been in a movie that I like ever.
Out of sight.
Haven't seen that.
See, out of sight. Then you
Oh,
don't have to watch another J-Lo movie. Like, I've seen Made in Manhattan. I've seen Enough.
I've seen, and I saw Anaconda way back in the day,
I've seen all the Anacondas.
which they are rebooting. I saw it in the theater yesterday, a trailer for with Jack Black and
No, that's a joke movie, I thought.
Paul Rudd. Yeah,
That's
well,
a
it's supposed to
comedy,
be,
isn't it?
it's a comedy, but it's supposed to be that like they are filmmakers trying to recapture what the original Anaconda movie was. It
Okay.
looks
Oh,
awful.
now you're discussing trailers we're discuss next week or the week
This is
after?
episode six trailers that we're
Yeah,
talking.
you're a little ahead of me because I didn't know. What I'm saying is J-Lo's just a name. It's like Jared Leto. You're not really going to get much.
True, true. You know what
I
you're gonna
mean,
get, and it's not
you get to
much.
stare at J-Lo if that's your thing. Like, I'll take Catherine Zeta-Jones in Chicago
Okay, all right,
anytime.
all right. That's a good
Renee, yeah, not too good.
one.
Renee
Well,
doesn't.
speaking of 90s heartthrobs, how about Julia Roberts?
Never did anything for me.
All right. Well, she is the star of our next movie, After the
No, she
Hunt.
isn't. After the Hunt?
After the Hunt. Now, this one actually looks like a good movie. Not something I'd go to the theater to see, but if it's on streaming, I'll catch it. Some kind of a modern generation workday sexual harassment. Woman accuses Andrew Garfield of doing something, he denies it, and J-Lo kind of gets in the middle. And not J-Lo, Julia Roberts gets in the middle of it. So
Is that what happens between you and me and Marlo when we have an argument? Like you get in the middle of it?
But that's not harassment that's unwanted. We all enjoy
Oh,
each other's company sexually, so it's so totally
sorry.
different
That's
that
very true. Sexually, we do
way,
get along very well.
but so yeah, but Julia Roberts is great. I don't know. She's, just I think she's always good. She's always fun to watch,
I
I think.
100% agree with that. I have no problems with the Julia Roberts in a movie. I always enjoy Julia Roberts.
And Andrew Garfield, I only know him from The Social Network, but he was great
You
in
never
that.
seen the Spider-Man movies?
That's a dumb question. I don't watch that stuff.
Why is that a dumb question?
I don't watch garbage.
Wow. Wow.
I don't do comic book
Wow.
stuff. You know this. Come
I know, but I have to bring it up.
on. No, I've never seen him in anything other than Social Network, which is a great film.
And they're making a sequel.
Why?
I don't know why. I think somebody's bored. It's like Tron 3. Why? There's no
That's
point to
well, but
it.
at least that's like the Social Network's real. I'm not sure what else they could talk about, but yeah.
Well, Mark Zuckerberg and MAGA, maybe.
Maybe. Or maybe he comes out as actually being an AI machine. That'd be cool.
Well, if somebody told me Trump was really an alien, I might actually accept that.
He's just an orange, swollen man.
Well, I've never seen anybody be so orange. I don't know how you get that orange. I've never met somebody else that orange. So I'm not going into politics here. I'm just questioning why
Yeah,
somebody is so orange.
We don't want the podcast to be taken down, so we can skip that.
No, I have no problems with politics. I'm Canadian. I can't vote for that stuff. I don't really worry about it. I just don't understand why a man is orange.
Yeah, no, he's very orange. He's very
I'm
orange.
very confused. Is it a spray tan? Because I want it. Because, it's Halloween season. I could be a pumpkin spice latte.
You could be a literal pumpkin spice.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I just want to know where you get the orange from. That's why I'm asking.
Well, anyways, After the Hunt looks good, I think.
Okay, so After the Hunt's our big pick for this week.
Well, no, that's our penultimate big pick. The real big
Oh.
pick is our final trailer, which I saw the film yesterday in its debut, and that is Roofman.
Roof man.
Roofman was
Is that
awesome.
why you're dressed the way you are? Because you're the roof man?
Roofman stars Channing Tatum, and it is based on a real story that I had never ever heard of, but it is all true about this guy who would he robbed a whole bunch of build places, and he was in prison. He escaped from prison, and then he hid out in the back of a Toys R Us for 6 months, and like forged a whole new life. Starts dating a new woman in the movie, played by Kirsten Dunst. It's just unbelievable that it's true how he does all this stuff. It was so fun. It was just a great film. Review is up on the Movie Buff if you want to check that out. But yeah,
Dot
I
net,
really liked it.
dot net, moviebuff
Moviebuff
dot
dot
net.
net dot net. So
Okay,
if you like a period piece, it takes place in the early 2000s. There's Toys R Us. There's a Blockbuster in the background. There's a lot of cool nostalgic
hang on.
things.
Aren't there more people in this?
Peter Dinklage is in
Yeah,
this. He
that's it. I
plays
knew there was somebody else.
he plays the store manager. Yep. And Ben Mendelsohn, who is, if you've seen Rogue One, he plays,
We know who Ben, us people that actually watch movies should know who
he's the
Ben
bad guy,
Mendelsohn
yeah, in
is.
Rogue One. Okay, he's unrecognizable in this. I was watching it and I'm like, that guy looks familiar. And then afterwards I saw it, oh, that was Ben Mendelsohn. But yeah, Ben Mendelsohn's in a minor role. It's really Channing Tatum and Kirsten Dunst for the majority of the film, and they're both excellent.
Really? Because I find Kirsten Dunst kind of eh.
I mean, honestly hadn't seen her in decades. Speaking of getting dusted off, and she's just like a very
No,
mature, beautiful
she's
woman
worked a
now.
lot. She has worked a lot.
Yeah, well,
If you haven't seen the film, she has actually worked.
I think she's a good
So
actress.
Roofman's your pick. You enjoyed Roofman.
I loved it. I thought it was
For
awesome.
the man that hates everything, Roofman was good. Like people
Roofman.
seem to think I hate everything. This guy's ahead of me.
I watched the trailer specifically for this episode and thought it looked so good, and I was off from work yesterday, and so I went to the 12:30 show, got a popcorn,
How, hang on.
got a pop.
I know your work schedule. How do you get an extra day of work off?
Well, I have vacation days I have to use, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have those too, and I just saved them for my retirement.
Oh, I can't save them. Yeah. So I took like a 5 day weekend, got another 5 day weekend coming up for
Look at this
Halloween.
guy. Look at this guy just slapping down on us Canadians, slap
It's
us around, tell us how good life is in
not
USA.
bad. Sometimes it's not bad.
Next, he's going to bring out some Oreo or Pringles chip flavor I can't have and eat it on the show just to bug me.
What was it? Birthday cake Oreo?
We have those now.
Oh, you got those now. Cherry Coke, right? You got Cherry Coke. I still
We
can't believe
have
you
Cherry Coke
didn't have
now.
Cherry Coke. That doesn't seem possible.
Okay. For our American listeners, I will go on the side. When I was, ooh, I can't remember, probably my 20s, maybe mid 20s, we had Cherry Coke here. Not Cherry Coke Zero, just Cherry Coke. And it was here for a couple of years and then gone. I don't know why, it just disappeared off the shelves. So when I would go to the colonies, I would find it there and I was all excited, but it was real Cherry Coke. And now they have Cherry Coke Zero, which has made my day up here.
And that's good. I got to try that one.
And I don't like sugar. People like, you don't like sugar. I love the taste of soda. I really do.
Yeah.
But I don't want the sugar. I just want to enjoy the flavor. And I love cherries, so it's just works for me. I really do. I did find cherry diet Dr. Pepper when I was last in a place called Wegmans.
Oh, Wegmans is the best.
Like I don't know how, I don't know why we're totally off topic here, but I'll go into it. I've never seen anything like Wegmans in my life. We do not have something like
Wegmans
that.
is amazing. Yeah, I make the nearest Wegmans to me is about 40 minutes, and I'll go there a couple times a year just to
Like
spy out.
I literally went to Wegmans and thought I had found the Toys R
Jesus.
Us for adults.
You found Jesus.
Like, I was like, this can't exist. I went to the pop and chip aisle and it just went on forever. I could have spent 2 hours just reading bags of chips and pop, looking for
Yeah,
things that we don't have here.
Wegmans has everything. It's so nice.
So, yeah. So for me, you know, listeners, you want to send me some chips I don't have? I love chips. So I eat
Yeah, it's
chips well around the
fertilizer,
world.
rat poisoning, just weird things.
No, I don't want any rat poisoning.
Smuggle them across the
Please do
border.
not try to rat poison me. Please do not send me any Starbucks cards, anything. I don't want any of that.
If the guards ask, just say you're bringing them over to your friend who you met on Twitter.
I don't know who you're. Yeah, I don't know who you met.
No, I'm making fun of Mark.
I know. I know you are.
Marlo. You can.
Okay, Matt, we have your favorite game, the movie quiz.
Let's
Since I have
do
all
it.
these movie games and I never you play with them because nobody comes to visit me ever because they're afraid of me. And that's okay. They all stay on Zoom. They think this is safe. Name the boy band star who had a role in Dunkirk. Now you
Boy
must.
bands. I've seen Dunkirk. I love it. I don't know what boy band.
Yeah, there's a guy in it. Big, should I tell you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Harry Styles, he plays the pilot.
Wow. Okay. What boy band is he in?
One Direction?
Oh man. I'm about 2 decades too late.
T'Challa is heir to which kingdom in the Marvel movie The Black Panther?
Wait, what's the question?
Where is the Black Panther from?
The Amazon rainforest.
That's correct. Yeah.
Is it correct?
No.
Oh.
No, not a chance.
I don't know,
Who
man.
plays Wonder Woman in the 2017 film?
Was it Charlie? No, wait. Who's the? Oh, damn it! I can't think of what her name is. Is it the person
You
from
do
Margot
it.
Robbie?
No.
Who was it?
No. Gal Gadot.
Oh God! All right,
In
you beat me.
Jurassic Park, there's a statue of John Hammond in a tribute to which British actor and director?
Oh God! The guy
And
that
it's
plays Hammond is the. Oh man, I can't think of his name.
not Daniel Prynne.
No, it's Abercrombie. Isn't it something
Richard
Abercrombie?
Attenborough.
Attenborough, damn it. I know it. I could do every line
Okay.
from that movie,
We
but
have two more questions. Maybe you can get one right this
all
week.
right. Oh, I gotta get half on that Attenborough one. I know
No, there's no halves on the show.
that.
It's like half-ass effort. We don't do that stuff here.
Okay.
Who wrote the Jack Reacher books?
Tom Clancy.
Yeah.
Was it Tom Clancy?
No, it wasn't. Lee Child.
Oh.
Was Free State of Jones set during World War I, the American Civil War, or American Revolutionary War?
The Civil War. I saw that movie.
Oh, he got one right.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Matt. I think it's my toast is burnt, so you have a great day.
You as well, man. Enjoy your breakfast.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye.